Once again, Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 through 22. While he was saying this, a ruler came and knelt before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Just then a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If only I touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said. "Your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed from that moment. May God bless the reading of his word.
Well, this morning, our summer sermon series brings us to Matthew chapter 9, where we see one of the most common errors of thinking exposed. The series we're doing this summer, Don't Believe It, in that we're taking a look at commonly held beliefs among Christians believed to be taught in the Bible. But as we explore these together, we will discover that the Bible doesn't teach these things at all. In this passage, Jesus is on his way to the home of a Jewish official named Jairus, whose young daughter has just died. They're going there because Jesus is going to raise her from the dead. But as they're walking along, Jesus is approached by a woman who had a physical malady of her own. We pick up the narrative in verse 20. Let me just review it again. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said. "Your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed from that moment. Now, those who have heard and read this story often misunderstand what it says. Now, on the surface, it appears to be teaching a particular aspect about faith. The most commonly held belief about faith is that faith has inherent ability to accomplish a result. That faith has power in and of itself. That when that faith is released, it will accomplish great things. So we hear someone say, "I know the diagnosis is grim, but if you just have faith, you'll get well." Or, "I know we're down 10 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs and two strikes on the worst hitter on the team, but if we just have faith, we'll win." Even this passage seems to be saying that it's the woman's faith that healed her, that there was power resident in her faith itself that accomplished the healing. In fact, isn't this what the passage says? That this woman who had this physical malady for 12 years comes up to Jesus, and her faith, we're told, is so strong that she believed that she only had to touch the edge of his garment and she would be healed. And what does Jesus say to her? "Take heart, daughter, your faith has healed you." So shouldn't we believe that there is power in the very act of faith, that whatever we believe can happen, will happen, that if we just have faith, that that faith alone can accomplish great things? Or as the positive thinking gurus might say, whatever you can believe, you can achieve. But is this really true? Does the Bible actually teach this? Well, that's what we're going to look at this morning. Now, I think that this may be one of those cases when a principle is better demonstrated than it is verbalized. So with your permission, I'm going to do that. And I may need to move the pulpit, but we'll see. I have with me today a wooden platform. Now, this platform... Okay, now everybody can see. All right, this platform was built to hold a huge amount of weight. It's very strong, and I have a huge amount of faith in this platform. So much faith that I think if you could get an elephant to stand on one leg, you know, balance on one leg, that an elephant could stand on that platform. You could park a Greyhound bus on that platform. I have an incredible amount of faith in this platform. More faith than you can even imagine do I have in this platform. In fact, I have so much faith in this platform, I'm going to stand on it just to demonstrate to you the amount of faith that I have. Okay? So here goes. Huh. That wasn't supposed to happen. I had so much faith. I had a huge amount of faith in that platform, and yet didn't hold me. Very odd. But not to worry, because I have another platform. But you know, I wasn't expecting to have to use this one because I had so much faith in the other one. Now, I have to tell you, I have very little faith in this platform. Almost none at all. Maybe a tiny bit of faith. I don't think that that platform there would hold an anorexic fly. I'm surprised, frankly, that it's even standing under its own weight. I have almost no faith at all in this platform. I have so little faith that I think, I kind of thought that would have broken it, to tell you the truth. That's strange. That's weird. It's not supposed to be holding me because I have almost no faith in it. And yet, there it is. Pretty odd. I can use this one again. Now, what I want us to understand from this demonstration is that it's not my faith that brought about the results. You see, there was no resident faith or resident power in my faith one way or the other. After all, it was the object that I had faith in that failed, was it not? And it was the object that I had very little faith in that held me. Which tells us that it's not faith itself that accomplishes the result. Rather, it's the object of faith. It's what we place our faith in that matters. Even though my faith was strong in the first case, the object of my faith was obviously weak, and so it collapsed and didn't hold me. In the second case, though my faith was weak, the object of my faith was strong, and so it supported me with no problem. Now, I want us to go back and revisit Matthew 9 from a different perspective this time. This woman had this incredible faith, to be sure, but what was her faith actually in? We're told that she believed that if she simply touched the edge of Jesus' garment, that she would be healed. So what does this mean? Well, it means that she had incredible faith in Jesus. That's where her faith was. Her faith was in his ability to heal. And he had the power necessary to heal her from her affliction. She had so much faith in him that she didn't necessarily to see all would be sufficient. And of course, it healed her. Faith, but it was her faith in Jesus to heal her, not her faith itself. There's a world of difference between those two things. The object of her faith was Christ. It wasn't her faith in faith that healed her. It was her faith in Christ that healed her. Just as it was not my weak faith in the stronger platform that held me up, what was it? It was the stronger platform that held me up. Just as it was not my strong faith in the weaker platform that let me down. It wasn't my faith that did it. It was the object of my faith. In one case, the object of my faith was weak, though my faith was strong. In the other case, the object was strong, even though my faith was weak. Faith is only as reliable as its object. Weak faith and a strong object will bring good results. Strong faith in a weak object will bring disastrous results. And that opens the door to understanding of one of the best known statements that Jesus ever made, when he said that if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, what can we do? We move mountains. He wasn't saying that it's the faith that moves the mountains. He's saying that a small faith in a powerful God can move mountains. He wasn't saying that faith in some general, ill-defined, positive thinking, name it and claim it kind of way could move mountains. He's saying that faith in him will move mountains because he can move mountains. The next passage in this same chapter, which we're going to look at very briefly, may explain or demonstrate the principle even more clearly than the one we just looked at. Look at Matthew 9:27 with me, just a few verses from where we are. It says, as Jesus went on from there, where he just was, on his way to Jairus' home where the woman had stopped him, as Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, have mercy on us, son of David. When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him, and he asked them, do you believe that I am able to do this? Yes, Lord, they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith will it be done to you. And their sight was restored. In this passage, Jesus asked these blind men if they believe that he is able to heal them, to restore their sight. And they respond with an unequivocal yes. Then he says, according to their faith, their healing, their sight came. This means exactly what it means in the previous passage. What healed the blind men was their faith in Jesus' ability to heal them, to restore their sight. He asked them if they believe that he can do this. They say yes, they believe it, they have faith that Jesus can do it. He is the object of their faith. It's not just faith, it's faith in what Jesus can do. He's the object of their faith. And he heals them, we're told, according to their faith. That is, in agreement with it, consistent with it, in conformity to it. This means that their healing came because their faith was in agreement with Jesus' power and his ability and his desire to restore their sight. Had Jesus chosen, and this is huge, had Jesus chosen not to heal these men, had he chosen not to restore their sight, there is no amount of faith in the world that could have brought it about. They could have had the faith of a billion tons of mustard seeds, and it would have done nothing, because it's not about faith in and of itself. It's about what your faith is in. Their faith was in him. They believed him. He had the power. He had the desire. He brought it about. On the other hand, if the faith of these men had been weak, the size of a mustard seed, for example, they still would have been healed. Why? Because they believed in the right object of their faith. They believed that Jesus could heal them. So even the tiniest little bit of faith would have been sufficient. Why? Because Jesus is sufficient. So how does this apply to us? It means that we must understand the nature of faith as taught in the Word of God. The Bible does not teach that faith saves us. Does that sound like a radical statement? The Bible teaches that Jesus saves us. Big difference. Faith is an English word that translates a Greek word, which almost always means trust. Now, in English, we have three words for that: faith, believe, and trust. But in the Greek language, there's only one word. And it almost always means a trust in the sense that your head belief translates into action. To have faith in Jesus means to trust him, to rely upon him, to give yourself over to him. It's not just about believing facts. It's about trust. He is the strong object in whom we trust. So even a little bit of faith in him will do it because of who he is and his power and his desire to save us. It's our faith in him that results in our salvation. John 3:16 does not say that whoever has faith will not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16 does not say that whoever believes will not perish, but have eternal life. What John 3:16 says is that whoever believes in him, whoever has faith in him, whoever trusts in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Don't be misled by the modern concept of faith. It's just wrong. It's just wrong. Rely upon what the Bible teaches about faith. One will confuse and delude. The other brings forgiveness. It brings salvation. It brings life. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we are thankful that your word clears up a lot of confusion about faith. That the issue is not whether we have faith in and of itself. The question is, what is our faith in? What is the object of our belief? What is the object of our trust? What thing are we relying on? And in these two passages from your word, it is crystal clear that what saved these people, what brought healing to this woman, and what restored sight to these two men was not that they had some ill-defined faith, but they had faith in Jesus Christ. That not only heals, it's what saves us. And as we come to the communion table this morning, we are thankful for the reminder that it does. Amen.